What is going on, Life Fitness Coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives, Make Money Online Trainer Podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark. And in today's episode, we're talking about the reason that I ended up hitting $10,000 a month is because I got dumped. Now, I'm in Bali right now, Indonesia. And the reason I love coming back to Bali, I pretty much try to come back here every single year. It's my motherfucking happy place. The reason I tried to, you know, I ended up coming back here every single year is because, like, this is where it all began for me. You know, 10 years ago, I came to Bali and I was a nobody and I had like $500 in my bank and I had 3 weeks to stay here. And in that time that I stayed in Bali for 3 weeks, I ended up making $5,000 and I never looked back. And I remember, like, the reason that I came to Bali was because I had a broken heart, because I'd recently gotten out of a breakup. Long story short, I'm not going to get into it, but I came here to, like, recover and get over it. And I remember when I came here, I just, like, getting to work on my business and experiencing entrepreneurship and being, like, free of obligation. Like, I wasn't dating anybody. I was just, like, me by myself. I came here on a solo trip. I basically came here to, like, explore. I remember, and this might sound vengeful, but it's the truth. I remember being in Bali and being like, I'm going to hit $10,000 a month so that person that dumped me never forgets me. And that literally is the reason that I started going all in. Like, I'd always wanted to build a fitness business and I was always really passionate about, like, getting my business to $10,000 a month. But I almost, like, was, like, wishy-washy about it. Like, I wasn't super consistent. Like, I wanted to be successful, but I wasn't really all in it. And I wanted to believe in myself, but I didn't really have that fire. But, like, when I got dumped, that dark energy, that, like, I'm going to fucking prove you wrong, is literally what I used to transform my entire life. Because I would, like, I would work on my business and I'd work on myself relentlessly because, like, I almost, like, had a chip on my shoulder. Like, I wanted to prove something to somebody. Like, I needed to, like, show this person, I'm like, I'm fucking worthy. It's funny because that sort of dark energy is actually what got me over my drug addiction too. Like, actually though, like, I remember being an addict and it was like, I hated myself so fucking much that I was like, I need to change my life. And that, like, dark energy is what helped me transform. And it's like sitting at the silent retreat that I just got back from, I was reflecting on the business and how far it's come and what we've been able to create in the last, like, 10 years as a result of that trip. Like, I literally did a trip to Bali like 11 years ago with $500 in my bank and ended up making $5,000. And since then, the amount of freedom that I have been able to generate as a result of that, like, experience in Bali, the amount of financial freedom, the amount of freedom to travel, freedom to pick the place I want to live, freedom to buy the things I want to buy, freedom to drive the car I want to drive. Like, the amount of freedom that I was able to generate because of my online fitness business, like, that is why I started Peach Denomination in the first place. I was thinking about that a lot at the retreat. I'm like, why did I start Peach Denomination? The reason that I started Peach Denomination, the business coaching program for online coaches that I have, is because the amount of freedom that my fitness business gave me, freedom to leave wherever I wanted, go wherever I wanted, live wherever I wanted, hang out with whoever I wanted, get the opportunities to speak on whatever stage I want. Like, the amount of freedom that my business has been able to generate for me has been absolutely incredible. The reason I started Peach Denomination is I wanted to be able to share that level of freedom with other people. Like, I wanted to be able to share that with you. I wanted to be able to share that with the online trainers that are in my audience that might have a passion for fitness. They might want to get this started. They might want to start seeing success, but they just don't know where to go. That is why I started. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words "more clients." I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words "more clients," and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. And I really do think that the ability to hit $10,000 a month, like, for me, I hit it with dark energy and no strategy. Like, I literally had no idea what I was doing. I was just posting on social media, going live a lot and reaching out that, like, you know, I was just reaching out to people, like, seeing if they wanted to work with me. Like, I didn't have a strategy at all. I was just fucking throwing shit at the wall. And now it's like, inside of the Change Lives Academy, we literally have the blueprint for success. I do think that anybody could achieve it, but it's like, we really need to start tapping into like why it's super fucking important to us to actually go all in and achieve all of our dreams. And it might be different for you at different points in time. Like for me, when I got out of the breakup, the reason that I needed to achieve success is I needed to prove some fucking people wrong. And like, that was like the energy that drove me and like motivated me to be my very fucking best. And for you, it might not be that. Like maybe you don't need to prove somebody wrong, but maybe you need to provide for your daughter. Maybe your daughter's looking up to you as like her source of inspiration, and you need to fucking show her what it's like to be successful, and you need to like dedicate your success to that person. But hitting $10,000 a month, I think, is attainable by any single person listening to this podcast episode, but it won't be attainable unless you really get in touch with like your why. Like, why are you doing this? And your why doesn't have to be like, I think a lot of people get this confused because people are like, oh, my why is that like, I want to help people. My why is that like, I need to help people transform their lives. Like that might not even fucking resonate with you. And I think that a lot of people struggle to find their actual purpose and their mission with their business because they're not honest with themselves with what their why was. Like for me, like getting over that breakup, like that was my why. Like I needed to prove this person wrong. And it's funny because over time that like faded. Like once I ended up hitting $10,000, like that was the energy that drove me to start pushing. But once I actually hit 10K, like I realized that I hadn't thought about this person in months. And then I realized like that, like me working in my business and channeling all this, like this energy that I had was actually a good thing because it gave me a productive outlet rather than like drinking, partying, sad, depressed, whatever. I just channeled the energy that I was feeling. I channeled the emotions that I was feeling into my business, into my purpose. And like that drove me. So yeah, if you're listening to this, man, like I, to sit in that silent retreat, I haven't been back to that silent retreat since I was fucking broke 10 years ago. And to just get out of it now and to be on the other side and like be there as this version of Brian was a super trippy experience, like super weird. It just reminded me like, dude, like it's, your life can literally change so fucking fast when you actually start going all in. And I don't think that people actually understand that. And I think that people think it's a lot further away than it is. And so they never take action. They're like, oh, it's so far away. It's like, it might be in the next couple of years. Like it could be this fucking month, dude. Like it could be this month. Like you could literally be right around the corner from your fucking come up. But you'll never get it if you're not looking for it. If you're not like actively seeking it. You're like, where's like, I'm looking for the next opportunity. I'm looking for the next client. I'm looking for the next mentor. I'm looking for that shit. Like I want the next level. Cause like when you're looking for it, you'll be seeking the information that'll help you get there. You'll be seeking the mentorship help you get there. You'll be seeking the guidance that'll help you get there. Like you'll be actively looking for these things, but you're never going to find it if you're not looking. And I think that like, whatever your reason is for hitting $10,000 a month, you need to attach yourself to a purpose. Find some sort of reason that's bigger than you. Maybe it's not bigger than you. Maybe it is you. Maybe you're like, I'm so fucking sick and tired of not being my very best. I'm so sick and tired of staring at my bank account and seeing negative numbers. Or I'm so sick and tired of being at a plateau. Like whatever it is for you, like you need to find that reason and then commit. Find that reason and then commit. So guys, that's it. That's all. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, make sure that you do. It's the Change Lives, Make Money Online Trainer podcast on Apple, Spotify, whatever podcast platform you listen. So that's number one. Number two, another place you guys can find long form content from me is on my YouTube channel. It's at Brian Mark on YouTube. I'm posting 3 vlogs a week, and I just posted a vlog talking about how me and my client Dawson made $8,619 in 8 hours, which is super, super fire. So love y'all. I appreciate you guys. I hope you have the best day of your entire life. And yeah, I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information. And I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.